Give yourself some room today. Some years ago, I was talking with an old childhood friend about our lives growing up, and we both had mostly happy memories, but one thing he did say to me was, "You know, I always thought your father was kind of hard on you and your brother." Well, to be honest, I never really felt that way growing up. But as I considered what he said, I began to realize he may have been right. You see, I've always pushed myself in life. I've had high expectations. And consequently, when I did not meet those expectations, I would become overwhelmingly disappointed, frustrated. My internal monologue would be negative, you know, that negative self-talk. I dealt with a lot of emotional stress, and it spilled over on other people. So, fast forward a little bit. One day, I came across Karuna. Karuna is the concept of compassion in the Hindu religion. Now, for me, more specifically, self-compassion. Psychologist Christian Neff was one of the first people to define the term self-compassion. She described self-compassion as kindness toward self. Okay, that makes sense. This entails being gentle, supportive, and understanding. Rather than harshly judging oneself for personal shortcomings, the self is offered warmth and unconditional acceptance. So in other words, being kind to ourselves in good times and bad, in sickness and in health, and even when we make mistakes. Look, that may not be a big thing for you, but for me, it was an epiphany. Chelsea Lee Trescott says that self-compassion is about giving ourselves room to be human, to be flawed and sensitive, lazy and unproductive, without having to define ourselves by those flashes of feelings and ways of being. It's about cultivating a perspective over ourselves so we never really shut ourselves down and never lose faith in our own potential just because we may fly off the deep end and, you know, have a bad night or hold up in our house all weekend. So I guess I'm reminding myself today, and maybe you as well, give yourself some room today. Room to be imperfect. Room to relax and not have to get it all done. Room to be human.